close to a first down. See where they spot it.
Yeah, they stopped the clock here with 6:04 left to go, and they may call the chains in. And they will. We'll take a break while they measure, and we'll come right back here on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things. Teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
Back here at Harbor Beach High School, the measurement has been made, and it is a first down for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 6:04 left to go in the ballgame. Probably 38, Harbor Beach 6. Pirates, I believe, hit the road next week and then come back to finish up the final 3 weeks of the season at home. Bearcats go back home next week for homecoming against the Bad Axe Hatchets. Handoff, Ryan Maurer, the ball carrier for the Pirates. Maurer out over the 25 to about the 27-yard line, so a good pickup on first down.
Well, the way things have gone for Harbor Beach here at home tonight, I'm sure they'll probably be happy to head her back out on the road. A pretty good success out on the road early on the season. Just happened to run into a buzzsaw here tonight. Ubley looking good here tonight.
Second down and 4 coming up for Harbor Beach. 5:25 left to go in the ballgame. They'll split a pair of receivers out, one in each direction. Sorensen going to hand it off to the only back in the backfield, and that's going to be Brian Dukoski. Dukoski breaks free at midfield. He's at the 40, at the 30. Tanking down near the 25-yard line.
That might be coming all back. There's a flag on the field.
You're
back
right
at the 45-yard line.
Penalty marker down. Let's wait and see what this one is. I'll say it's holding against Harbor Beach.
Either a hold or a block back. I think one of the receivers downfield may have giving one of the ugly defenders a shove.
I didn't see an indication yet from the official, but it is coming back. And it is a block in the back against the Pirates. So with 5:07 left to go, the big run by Dukoski wiped out by a penalty. Actually, the Pirates managed to pick up a first down out of that.
Just not as far down the field as they had hoped.
Right. So it's first and 10 for Harbor Beach. On their own 35-yard line, Sorensen back to throw, looking downfield. Pass going to be overthrown, incomplete, intended for Ryan Maurer. Ball just drifted over Maurer's head. Incomplete.
Looked like Maurer did have a step there on Brett Cleary, but again, throwing that ball, it's got to be a precision pass here tonight, because it just, once that ball gets up in the air, and Sorensen did kind of get that ball up in the air a little bit. As soon as it got in the air, it took off, and Maurer wasn't able to catch up to it.
Second down and 10. That stops the clock with 4:56 remaining in the ballgame. 38-6, the Bearcats with the lead. They'll move to 5-0 on the year. Handoff going straight up the middle. Looks like Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier.
Brian Dukoski
carrying the ball. Pickup of about 5 on the play. Third down coming up. Clock continues to roll. 4.5 minutes left to go in the ball game. Two receivers split out wide to the left now for the Pirates. Sorensen, well, he was attempting to drop back to throw and
tripped over his center.
Yep, tripped up in the backfield, so loss of a yard or two here, going to bring up fourth down.
It's the kind of night it's been for Harbor Beach. They just, they had the big run there earlier, get called back by a penalty. You know, a big third and 5 for them here. Sorensen tripping over the center's feet, and a lot of that had to do with the Ubley Bearcats here tonight. Their offense and defense really clicking on all cylinders, and Harbor Beach had a hard time keeping up with that. I think a lot of Harbor Beach, they haven't seen a team this physical yet this year. They played Bad Axe North Huron, Brown City last week, and this Bearcat team, year in and year out, one of the most physical teams in the thumb.
Sorensen backed up in the backfield. It's, I think he was going to tuck it in and run it himself, but just got buried by the Bearcat defense, so the ball goes over on downs. That was fourth down.
Hubley will take over on the 36-yard line. A good field position for them, but with 3:26 left to go, they just want to run this thing out and get back on the bus and head it back to Hubley there with a 5-0 record.
As Paul Adams mentioned at the break, looking very good in this game tonight. Finally getting some of the wrinkles ironed out here after 4 weeks of play, and they'll be happy to go home with this one and remain atop the Greater Thumb East, and more importantly, one step closer to another playoff berth. 9 years in a row for this Ubley team, looking for number 10 this year.
I have a sneaking suspicion they'll make it.
I think so, too.
You know, a fairly young team, too. You know, looking down the roster here, I look at the number of seniors. I mean, they only have 8 seniors on the team this year. Lost a lot off of last year's team, especially on the offense and defensive lines. But, you know, a young team here, off to a 5-0 start, a relatively favorable schedule down the stretch here. It's not out of the realm of possibility to see this team go 9-0 again for the third consecutive year.
Second down and 8 coming up here for the Bearcats. Handoff went up the middle. And that's Cade Kwiatkowski on the carry. He'll pick up a handful of yards here. Third down and about 5 coming up.
And this has been the good thing for Ubley over the years. They tend to build up big leads. Gives the backups a chance to get in. Those backups become starters the year after. And a lot of times the first team defense is in on the other side of the ball. So it gives them an opportunity to get some experience against the first team defense.
Tyler Peruski in at quarterback. The handoff, I believe, went to number 4, Jesse Franzel. And Franzel on third down, going to pick up a few yards here. Fourth down coming up, wasn't enough for the first. So fourth down coming up. Fourth and, call it 2. Under 2 minutes to go in this one, 38-6. Well, next week, Jason, it isn't official, but I believe you and I are heading over to Reese to get a look at the Reese Rockets and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
I look forward to seeing Reese this year. They've been pretty dominant this year. In a struggle here tonight with Cass City at last check, but the Reese Rockets really doing a number in the Greater Thumb West so far this season.
Handoff going up the middle, and it looks like the Bearcats may have the first down here as look like Eric Boom's the ball carrier on that one for the Bearcats. I'm going off what the PA guy said.
Yeah, I don't think Eric Booms. He was in the neighborhood when the tackle was made, but I think it may have been Cleary. But, again, I'm looking at the light tower out there. And it's shining right in my face. I have a hard time seeing the numbers here. But, thankfully, we have lights tonight. With the way the wind's been, that was my greatest nightmare, that the power would go out. We'll have to come back tomorrow.
Bearcats will just take a knee here with a minute remaining on first and 10 on the Pirate 20-yard line. So they'll take a knee, and they'll bring up second down.
I imagine there's still quite a few games in progress here. This game has kind of moved right along here. A lot of running, obviously. The wind deterring the passing game here tonight. So,
well, depending on what's going on up in Bad Axe, we might be able to get back there and catch the end of the USA Bad Axe game.
I don't know. That wind might hold us up there. We'd have to have the speedometer at 100 miles an hour to go 50. Hope none of the state troopers are listening tonight.
Well, if they are, look for a... what color is your vehicle?
It's silver.
Okay.
Silver Malibu.
I'm driving the red Saturn, so... 10 seconds left to go. They'll take a knee here, and that'll be the end of the ball game. 38-6 is the final score here from Harbor Beach High School. We'll take a commercial break, come back to wrap things up right after this.
Ray and Martin Gittner, owner of Gittner Excavating, LLC of Ruth,